Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said there is no energy security crisis in India despite the ongoing West Asia conflict. Mr. Modi was making a statement on the conflict in the region and explaining India's position on the matter in the Lok Sabha today. He said, the government is in constant contact with suppliers from different countries and effort is to ensure that oil and gas supplies continue from the sources wherever possible.
भारत में बड़ी मात्रा में कच्चा तेल गैस और फर्टिलाइजर जैसी अनेक जरूरी चीजें हॉर्मुज स्ट्रेट के रास्ते से आती है युद्ध के बाद से ही हॉर्मुज स्ट्रेट में जहाजों का आना जाना बहुत चुनौतीपूर्ण हो गया है बावजूद इसके हमारी सरकार का ये प्रयास रहा है कि पेट्रोल डीजल और गैस की सप्लाई बहुत ज्यादा प्रभावित न हो देश के सामान्य परिवारों को परेशानी भी कम से कम हो इस पर हमारा फोकस रहा है
मिस्टर मोदी सेड दैट इन दिस ग्रेव सिचुएशन द सेफ्टी ऑफ इंडियंस इन द कंट्री एंड अब्रॉड हैज रिमेन्ड द गवर्नमेंट्स टॉप प्रायोरिटी ऑन द डिप्लोमेटिक फ्रंट द प्राइम मिनिस्टर रिइटरेटेड दैट इंडिया हैज कंसिस्टेंटली एक्सप्रेस्ड डीप कंसर्न ओवर द कॉन्फ्लिक्ट एंड हैज अर्ज्ड ऑल साइड्स टू रिड्यूस टेंशंस
इस समय पश्चिमी एशिया के हालत चिंताजनक है बीते दो तीन हफ्तों में जयशंकर जी ने और हरदीप पुरी जी ने इस विषय पर सदन को जरूरी जानकारी दी है अब इस संकट को तीन सप्ताह से ज्यादा हो रहा है इसका पूरे विश्व की अर्थव्यवस्था पर लोगों के जीवन पर बहुत ही विपरीत असर हो रहा है इसलिए पूरी दुनिया इस संकट के जल्द से जल्द समाधान के लिए सभी पक्षों से आग्रह भी कर रही है भारत के सामने भी इस युद्ध ने अप्रत्याशित चुनौतियां खड़ी कर दी है ये चुनौतियां आर्थिक भी हैं, नेशनल सिक्योरिटी से जुड़ी भी हैं और मानवीय भी हैं।
The government today reassured that all refineries are operating at the highest capacity and with natural gas for domestic and transport purposes supply is 100% maintained. Addressing an interministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia held in New Delhi today, Joint Secretary, Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma informed that 50% commercial LPG is currently disposable to states and union territories. Meanwhile, US President Donald Trump has announced a 5-day extension to his deadline for Iran to reopen the Strait of Hormuz, saying the US will hold off on power plant strikes for 5 days. Mr. Trump made this announcement in a social media post just hours ahead of the earlier deadline. He noted that recent discussions between US and Iranian officials have been very good and productive, expressing optimism that they could lead to a complete and total resolution of the conflict. He added that negotiations are set to continue throughout the week as both sides work towards a possible diplomatic breakthrough. Benchmark domestic equity indices plunged around 2.5% today as West Asia situation remains volatile. The Sensex nosedived 1,837 points to close at 72,696, while the Nifty tumbled 602 points to settle at 22,513. Lok Sabha has taken up the Finance Bill 2026 for consideration and passing. The bill seeks to give effect to the financial proposals of the central government for the financial year 2026-27. The Rajya Sabha today held discussions on the Appropriation No. 2 Bill 2026. The discussion will continue tomorrow. Later, the Upper House was adjourned for the day after completing its scheduled business. The filing of nomination papers has ended for assembly elections in Assam, Kerala and Puducherry. The scrutiny of nomination papers will be taken up tomorrow. Candidates can withdraw their names by Thursday. Single-phased polling in these states and the Union Territory will be held on the 9th of next month. World Tuberculosis Day will be observed tomorrow. The day aims to raise awareness about the global challenge posed by tuberculosis. In her message on the occasion, President Draupadi Murmu urged all stakeholders to work together with collective resolve to end tuberculosis in the country once and for all. And Arunachal Pradesh Kipa Miro has clinched the gold in women's javelin throw F12 category at the 24th National Para-Athletics Championships in Bhubaneswar, Odisha. And that is the end of this news bulletin.